Last year, the Vermont legislature passed a bill mandating a report assessing the current and projected effects of fragmentation on Vermont's forest land. It was to include recommendations for how to best protect the integrity of Vermont's forests. Commissioner of Forest Parks and Recreation Michael Snyder issued the report to lawmakers Thursday morning. It cites the U.S. Forest Service's National Forest Inventory and Analysis Program most recent figures from 2013 that show a continuing loss of about 75,000 acres of forest land in Vermont since 2007. Vermont Natural Resources Council Forest and Wildlife Program Director Jamie Fidel calls the trend somewhat alarming.
The good news is there's a lot of forest land in Vermont that's intact. We still have many large forested areas. But the writing is on the wall as far as the trend that we're seeing. For the first time in over a century, our forests are now declining in extent rather than increasing. If this trend continues, we're going to whittle away at the integrity of our forests and then all the benefits that our forest land provide both to our economy and our environmental well-being.
80% of Vermont's forests are owned by private landowners. About a fifth are on public lands, including the Green Mountain National Forest, state parks, and municipal forests. Vermont Land Trust Vice President for Community Relations, Elise Annis, believes with forest land being converted to other uses, there is a sense of urgency to act.
As a state, in terms of a priority and in terms of policy, we haven't necessarily thought about the integrity of forests across Vermont. So it's worth thinking about what is our strategy as a state. How do we deliberately protect our forests, which are so critical to our economy, to our environment, but also Vermont is a place that will be growing, that has to grow, and housing is important, business jobs are important too. So can we think about this strategically as a state in terms of policy?
The report found that Vermont's wooded areas are being broken up into smaller pieces as higher population and development pressures increase. Fidel notes that the goal is not to stifle development to protect woodlands, but rather find smart growth alternatives.
Keeping forest intact is the economic engine of Vermont. All of the revenue that comes from different sectors tied to keeping our forest intact. So this is very much an economic policy for the state. It's something that we have to wrestle with. How do we find a balance where we can be smart about our growth, but how can we do it in a way that better maintains the integrity of our forest rather than cookie-cutter subdivision or the kind that does not take the forest benefits into consideration?
The report recommends legislators strategically target land conservation investments, help local governments discourage development that convert large forest tracts to other uses, and educate Vermonters about the economic and ecological benefits of large blocks of forests. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.